gotta be done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We have a lot of key information to cover today. It is all off the charts right now. And I'm going to do my best on this live Sunday edition. This is normally the day that you pay your income tax that we didn't get till 1913. Right out of the Communist Manifesto. Check it for yourself. It's one of the planks directly to the folks that wrote the Communist Manifesto, the private European money changer bankers who on record took over Europe with private central banks and fraud and fractional reserve banking and have now taken over our country in 1913, the same year giving us the income tax to pay for the interest on creating dollars, Federal Reserve notes. That's what we're talking about. In fact, today, I'm going to be able here on air on the radio to talk about, and for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, to show you a United States note. Later, I'll show you a close shot of this. This is U.S. note, itself a fiat currency, but no debt is created. The government just issues it as a symbol of exchange. Instead of giving Goldman Sachs, one of the chief shareholders of the private Federal Reserve, and J.P. Morgan Chase, interest on being allowed to have money. It makes money the economy, money they control. You understand the level of that fraud? This is how they control the society, and they want to raise the income taxes right now with the Buffett rule on the middle class and nouveau riche wealthy, because the elite are exempt from all the major taxes and will transfer the money offshore in new banker bailouts. And we have an article up at Infowars.com. Red alert, Buffett rule is a criminal scam. New bank bailout to be funded with the new increase in taxes. That article is red-linked up at Infowars.com. So that is some of what is coming up on the broadcast today. So red alert, Buffett rule is a criminal scam. That is up at Infowars, and it is so important to get out to everybody. And I will prove, when we go over the article, there it is, a new banker bailout to be funded by giant tax hikes. That's the headline at Infowars.com. At PrisonPlanet.com, it has the headline from the video itself, Red Alert, Buffett Rule is a Criminal Scam. I knew I'd written both headlines, but I was getting confused reading this headline because it was from Prison Planet. Paul Watson took the headline that was from the YouTube and used that, whereas I wrote the other headline on Infowars.com myself. And I will document that coming up. How the Buffett rule could still be escaped by the highest earning householders. Of course, they wrote legislation. Just like the insurance companies wrote Obamacare to make everybody buy their product and change what healthcare is with the insurance companies and HMOs through federal computers tell doctors what they can do. It's a takeover of medicine, so it's eugenics-based, not Hippocratic Oath-based, do-no-harm-based. And it's about making you buy the product and social engineering all of society. Now, I talked about this earlier in the week, and it's in Forbes, and it's also in Fox and the LA Times. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Domestic checkpoints and how that ties into the control grid we've been talking about. We've got the war on women going into high gear with sniveling Bill Maher, the fascist, posing as a liberal. We have the feminists praising abortion and making jokes about dead babies. Very, very sick. We have massive, massive news on the whole Secret Service situation and a new Taliban offensive in Afghanistan.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Blasting out coast to coast on the AM and FM dial. Simulcasting at InfoWars.com on the audio and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us for this live worldwide transmission of InfoWars. I am your host, Alex Jones. Normally, we'd be paying our income tax to the private Federal Reserve today, but there's a federal occupation holiday tomorrow. And so we'll be paying our taxes to the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve on Tuesday. And I'm going to be breaking down the difference between the Federal Reserve and Federal Express. No difference. They're both private. And dovetailing that with real U.S. money, like this $5 United States dollar bill, U.S. note, versus a Federal Reserve note. I'm going to explain to people how we've been under banker occupation for a long, long time, and they're now openly announcing a dictatorship over Europe. I'm going to show you those headlines. But first, let me just give you a smattering of what's in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 stacks. Some of these stacks are 20 stories or more thick, okay? That's why I get so crazy by the time I get on air. It's out of frustration just ever attempting to even cover this. Activists plan week of protest against new House cybersecurity legislation. CISPA. And it is worse than the SOPA bill. It allows the Pentagon to shut down any website without a judge, jury. It is total surveillance over the entire web. They've got organizations out there like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and others explaining that it is worse than communist Chinese style firewalls against free speech. And it is mind blowing, but so is everything else that's happening in this country. Who would have ever believed that we've got socialist health care going in that thousands of White House contributors are exempt from, written by the insurance companies to rip people off? Selling the dumb socialists that it's a free lunch. That is coming up. Who would have ever believed that cloned meat is already in the food supply? Who would have ever believed that in every major study, the GMO crops that grow their own pesticide in them are causing organ failure in every species they're fed to, including humans? Who would have believed we've gone from 1 in 25,000 people getting autism to now 1 in 50-something? Who would have believed pediatric cancers would be over 10,000% more common than they were in the 1950s? Look it up. All on purpose, all by design. I can't go to a restaurant now without, I mean, I was in a restaurant the other night, and there were two children in there, two separate tables in both of them. One was obviously autistic. The other had some type of chromosomal disorder, probably Down's. Everywhere I go. I mean, we are being absolutely soft kill devastated right now. That's the number one issue. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this story. Well, I got a stack of them here where the how the system's killing us. But let's look at how they're teaching us to love our deaths. I'm sure you've noticed on the newsstands or when you're even at the grocery store, because I know I've seen it over and over again, they'll have end caps, meaning basically it's being given away. Whenever you see an end cap, it's being discounted to the a retailer generally, saying Life Without Humans, the audiobook, or The World After Humans. There's all these different TV shows, how great it'll be, how we're trash, how we're scum, hate ourselves, get into death, lay down, children are horrible, men are horrible, men are supposed to be weak, women are the boss. But if a woman actually tries to raise her children and be empowered, then she's trash, this war on women, lazy scum women. Like Bill Maher said a few nights ago that Mitt Romney's wife, I mean, I heard the clip today, it's all over the news. She never had to get up at 7 and go to a job and deal with a boss. No, she just had to feed, 5 boys and get them all dressed and do the homework and get them to the school and put up with problems and put up with the bullies I'm a parent and my wife has a tougher job most days than I do, and I'm at work usually till 7 at night. I mean, I was home today trying to get them to finish their schoolwork and stuff for the end of the school year. And dealing with cleaning the house and stuff. And, I mean, my kids are a little bit spoiled like most modern children, but they're good. And you know what? It's frustrating. It's easier to deal with adults all day than with children, I'll tell you right now. The idea, it's Miss Magazine, CIA, you didn't know the CIA funded Miss Magazine? It's on record, Gloria Steinem. They wanted all the women in the workforce to pay taxes of the private Federal Reserve, and so the state could raise children. If you want a career, great. If you don't want to have kids, fine. If you, whatever, stop bashing families and stop saying it's bad. I mean, I've seen the stuff from the 60s and 70s on the news where they would go, women, you're pathetic if you're not working in a factory. You're pathetic. And then, of course, they still talk about wage disparities with women, even though they have 60%+ of the college graduates now, and most of the new hiring being done is women executives. The corporate world actually likes women that will commit and not have kids. But the women all, on average, huge numbers of them, want to end up and have kids. Usually by the time they're 45, and it's too late because of all the sterilants and the rest of it. And there's a whole phenomenon with that. Gloria Steinem, she sure has a man and got her kids. The point is, it's about the government reengineering families. And it was done cold-bloodedly. Feminism on record. In fact, it's covered in the film Reflections and Warnings I produced with the late, great Aaron Russo. And it's free online. You can buy a DVD of it at InfoWars.com if you want to support us and have it in higher quality. But the point is, it's free. Reflections and Warnings. It's only got 4 or 5 million views online on YouTube. It should have 50 million. But the point is, I'm not being sarcastic. It should have 50 million, not just 3 or 4 million if you add them all together. And it goes through how the Rockefellers bragged to him, big film producer, how they've done this. But it's in books. Gloria Steinem admits it. Not to empower women, to wreck women, to take over society. The communists always try to get the kids out of the house. In China, they do this. This is the model of total control. That's why California is trying to pass a law against new single-parent homes. Single family homes. Germany's already passed a law. They want you in communal government spy grids. This is a scientific dictatorship. Now look at the Daily Mail. And I'll put this photo, this article up on screen if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just search this or it's linked at InfoWars.com. Got a quickie abortion? Comedian Sarah Silverman supports pro-choice debate, tweeting before and after abortion photos. Now, again, first they lied and said it wasn't a baby and told everybody it was, a right and all this, or made it about rape or incest when nobody was ever trying to block that. And then look at her. She has her boyfriend doing it like they're happy. She's pregnant. They mock, the couple saying, hey, we're pregnant, that magic moment. They mock that. And then it shows her, in a sexy photo in the same outfit, the stomach small now. She killed the baby. It's exciting. And she makes jokes about it. It was a fake abortion. But the point is, they put it out like it was real. They revel in it. Let me explain something. I keep telling you this. The Nazis on record, you have to understand, just type in photos of Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, at Klan rallies. Her letters are public where she said, I want to kill these subhuman blacks and others. How do we do it? We pose as liberals. We're going to get them, but we're going to get everybody. We're going to get the poor people, everybody. We've got to sell it as a right and a privilege and a wonderful thing. We've got to end the family as it's known. They were eugenicists. Scientific revolution. Look it up. Scientific dictatorship. Look it up. And this is the attitude. They get off on it. China sells as cosmetics the rendered lard or fat of babies into the finer cosmetics. Women have it injected into their lips, and it's all a joke. Every drama and sitcom I see denigrates children, denigrates men, wussifies men. There's Margaret Sanger, delivers burning speech, local KKK gals hanging on every word. Let's continue here. Now on HBO, they're showing six-year-olds and, I'm sorry, children as young as four performing fellatio with simulated sex objects. And they're attacking conservatives who don't like it. They want to savage our minds, break our will. This is a military operation. These aren't trendy liberals. These are sicko Nazis. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's the problem, is that I have all these articles, and if I had time to drill into this one story about this comedian making a joke about killing her baby and telling people she'd killed it and that it was fun and smiling about it and hurting people's feelings, I could really illustrate to people the type of just amazing wickedness we're dealing with. Now, if you're a radio listener and couldn't see me show the photo of her tweets on PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're streaming video here out of the studio, you're not seeing her with her boyfriend imitating that famous shot where the woman pulls up her shirt and shows her belly and smiles with loving, you know, faraway stare of just being in rapture, and the man all looks excited. And then next it shows her right after the abortion. And then she put it out saying she'd had an abortion just to show everybody that it was her right to kill the baby. Whether you're for abortion or not, don't make sick jokes about it. But that's what this is all about. Next, I take you to the Radar story. And I don't even show this on TV, folks. And warning, if you go look up the Radar online report from the comedy show on HBO, Angry Boys. And it shows 4, 5, 6-year-old girls with giant sex toys sucking them. That's America. And by the way, I've looked at the federal and state laws. That is illegal. That is illegal. And you've got the UN. NAMBLA is part of the United Nations. That's the North American Man-Boy Love Association. I've seen these people on the news. They all look like CPS agents, because that's pretty much where they all work. You didn't know that? Or the TSA. Another TSA got busted reportedly with kids and child porn. And another one got busted with more prostitutes running them. Another one got busted robbing people. And I was reading where at JFK, that on average they have 240-something thefts a week by the TSA. I was robbed at JFK. I've flown into it and out of it one time, and I was robbed. A wrapped present was opened and the contents stolen. That's America. They probably didn't like it because it was for a child. It was a silver Tiffany teething ring for my newborn daughter at the time, 7 years old now. That's what America is run by, a bunch of criminals. Here's another one. A shock tactic gone too far. New ad features senior citizens simulating sex positions to promote use of condoms. Again, it's not about sex with these people. It's about denigrating our normal basic human instincts, tearing down children, tearing down women, tearing down old people, telling you humans are trash, carbon footprints are bad. Humans need to die. They have these video games they show kids in Australia and in Canada that they show them in public school where it shows little animals being killed, simulated. And don't even show it. Don't even show it to the TV viewers. It's all right. Don't even show it. And they show the little kids, animals being killed, little puppies having their heads cut off. And then the kids cry and are taught, well, if you only live to a certain age, if you commit suicide, I'm not joking, even ABC News covered this and was like, ABC News of Australia said, is it good to teach them that they should commit suicide? It's kind of like the video, and this happens at public schools, not just that particular private school, where the autistic boy is chained down for 7 hours being shocked. In public schools, they have them wearing taser belts. And if you don't do what they say, they taser you. This is all just the legalization of torture. And the local news piece, the Fox News, was like, well, it's controversial, the 7 hours of being shocked. It's torture. It's not controversial that the TSA is sticking their hands down our pants. It's illegal. Oh, man, I tell you. I don't even know what to say anymore. All right, let me just try it again. Let me just try to read you the stacks of news here. You've got pedophilia being promoted on HBO, and I am calling for a boycott of their criminal activity, and it's all psychological warfare. Coming up after the break, red alert. Buffett Rule is a criminal scam, and I'm going to prove it's a criminal operation by Warren Buffett and the globalists. On the other side, this massive tax increase, they're exempt from it. They use the fact they're exempt from taxes with loopholes they wrote. He helped lobby for the loopholes they have now in the 80s and 90s. Then he talks about the loopholes he had written on record. I have the articles here. And then Buffett talks about, oh, my gosh, it's just terrible news that my secretary pays more in taxes percentage-wise than I do. Raise taxes, get me, I'm rich. Class warfare. And it turns out he was the biggest beneficiary of the banker bailout. Himself getting billions and the companies he's involved with in total over $1 trillion. You know the banker bailout total in the U.S. alone, last time we got numbers, is 27-plus trillion. Of your money. And that's why they need to raise your taxes now to pay for the ongoing banker bailout, which isn't a bailout at all. They're allowed to monetize whatever debt they want and then get interest. The Federal Reserve monetizes U.S. debt. It's private. It creates zeros and ones, buys it at the open market system and other ways, and then creates debt, interest debt that we've got to pay them. We bail them out, and then we go into debt to them. Same thing in Europe, so I'm going to go over that. I'm going to give you my take on the whole Secret Service situation. You've also got these different federal employees groups going to lavish Las Vegas parties, that big scandal. Folks, they always tell you about a Secret Service sex scandal, or they tell you about some people going to Las Vegas and giving each other cash awards and paying themselves to go to Las Vegas. That is bad corruption. But the media that works for the big offshore banks, the real government, those that have hijacked this country, I'm not just saying that. We're really run by foreign banks. I'm going to prove it coming up in the next segment. They don't want the little weevil bugs that they've got parasiting on us and minding us and running us. They don't want their slave masters, who are slaves themselves, getting too much of the goods. If there's too much waste and fraud and abuse, they like a little bit so they can blackmail and control everybody. But if there's too much of it, then they'll take over and mess up the organized looting. And so this is also about acting like, oh, the real corruption is a bunch of hookers with the Secret Service and the military. And I'm not saying that's good. It just shows what we've turned into. Or they'll talk about some employees, you know, wasting millions of dollars and the federal government going and having parties in Vegas. When meanwhile, DynCorp, there's Hillary dancing with the ladies like she always is. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, whatever. Secret Service is with female hookers, Hillary's out dancing. The point is that there are trillions being stolen, DynCorp Halliburton running child kidnapping rings, cancer viruses being injected into us in the vaccines, GMO poisoning us, and we're hearing about the Secret Service and hookers. We'll be right back.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Open the phones up today. In the next segment, I'm going to play a special news report that InfoWars.com produced in association with writer, director, TV host Sean Stone, laying out the evidence for high crimes and misdemeanors committed by Barack Hussein Obama. And some people in the comments, in fact, here's one of them on YouTube, on the 10-minute piece we're going to play here on the radio, said, impeach Obama for what? Oh, wait, for the same things George W. Bush did or Clinton or any other president has done? And I see this idea that, well, just because other people did things that were illegal or unconstitutional, it's okay for Obama to. No, when Bush ordered torture, which is totally illegal, I called for his impeachment and supported calls for it in the House. I supported on talk radio the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton for lying under oath. It'd be like saying, well, somebody else got away with murder, so it's okay now. And the point is, you notice now it gets worse each administration because the bureaucracy and the corporate interests that aren't free market, that are monopoly groups, they're basically mafias, crime syndicates. They want to be able to rob and steal and take whatever they want. And it's bad enough to have some corruption in government. But these globalists have laid out Agenda 21 on record to take control of almost all private property, to raise taxes and regulations, to bankrupt you, and to create a post-industrial, post-service economy. These are quotes by Maurice Strong, Club of Rome, UN, Ted Turner. This is what they're doing. They want you to go bankrupt. They want there to only be a few mega corporations. This is the stated goal. We're being conquered by a corporate takeover. When I say our government was taken over by private banks, I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that. That's what the New World Order is. In David Rockefeller's own memoir, he says the New World Order is a global corporate system run by international financiers. And he says, surely that's a better system than the self-determination of democracies. I mean, go read it. But see, they know you're not reading. They know I get up here and talk about this. People are like, oh, that's ridiculous. Funny, though, people are starting to listen. The Washington Post looks so silly, saying Bilderberg didn't exist all these years. I mean, even the last 6 years is the Drudge Report every year links to our reports live from Bilderberg. And as hundreds of, you know, European papers pick up our stuff, including The Guardian, biggest paper, not just in England, but in Europe. It's the English-speaking paper. That's the unifying language over there. And the Washington Post and New York Times just a few years ago were still saying it didn't exist. Well, now they came out last week and said, it exists, and it's selecting Mitt Romney's running mate. And basically said that Rubio was meeting down there in Latin America at this summit at a Bilderberg steering meeting that our intel said 2 weeks ago with Jim Tucker they were going to have a steering meeting down there. Boom. Why would the Washington Post be admitting that now? Not only it exists, but they're running things because they look like idiots caught lying to you. They can only lie in the dark. They can only creep up to you in the dark. A vampire can only creep up, to use an analogy, in the dark. But if you're out there at high noon in the middle of a field, folks, vampires aren't going to be able to creep around anymore. They're like, okay, I'm a vampire. What's the big deal? Kind of like The Economist, Newsweek, Washington Post now. They're all world governments good, run by bankers. They know best. You know, the autocratic technocrats, they know best. But still, that Alex Jones is bad because he doesn't want us to run things. He's still bad. Because, you know, he didn't mind being made fun of all those years talking about real issues. Give me a document cam shot right over here, buddy. Thank you. Fred. Look at this note here. And if you simply go online, if you're a radio listener, in fact, I'll scan this in and put it up tomorrow. In fact, I meant to do this. I meant to cover this on Monday, but I'm going to do it now. So I want to do a whole report on this. And I've done this off and on over the years. And I've bought many of these at coin shops, and they always get lost around the office or whatever and all the piles of data and files and information. But my uncle was here visiting the other day, and he said, hey, I've heard you talk about United States notes. Here's one of those notes. Why don't you show it? So here I am showing it. This was reissued by Kennedy in 1963. You can zoom in right there and see 1963. He issued it 1 month before he was killed. And as you can see there, it says 1963, and up here it says United States Note. Now, United States note, what is the difference in that and what we have today? He was simply reissuing something that was in existence prior to 1913 and the Federal Reserve Act. This is Federalist Federal Express or Federal Ammunition. Hint, it's not federal. It's a private, non-governmental organization with government power. It's an NGO. It's the same model in every country in the world. The first thing they do when they bomb your nation and take it over is they install a central bank controlled by them. This money the government can issue as a symbol of exchange with zero interest to the government. They don't owe somebody to be able to operate. And again, you can go online and type in United States note issued by Kennedy, and you'll see scans of them online. The guy's actually found one. Good job. There it is in high def for folks watching. And then I hold a physical one here in my hand. He also signed the executive order to begin the abolishment of the Federal Reserve. They blew his head off in Dallas, Texas. And I've talked to the widow of the president and others, LBJ, and she said that was the thing that made the elite most angry. Not trying to end the Vietnam War, not all of it, that had been going covertly, but to try to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Because, again, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, did I mention them? Those are the banks that are the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. And all of your income tax, as Ronald Reagan's congressional commission in 81 found, they shot him right after his commission came out, and then he went and they had some special surgeries and things, gave him some cold blood, brain damaged him at the military base, and he came out. They'd have to get him drugged up just to roll him out in front of the crowds after that. That was a soft coup. The point is that you start talking about this as a president, they kill you or incapacitate you. So this is the real government, is the private Federal Reserve. And they issue all the money they want. Their goal is to bankrupt you and to bankrupt all other businesses, corporations that aren't part of their crony insider deal. That's the New World Order. And that's now admitted. In fact, let me show you some articles. I said I'd document this. Here's my article and video. Red Alert, Buffett Rule is a criminal scam. A variant headline is massive tax increases to be funded by banker bailout. With banker bailout money. Red linked at Infowars.com. And the video breaks it all down with the articles. What are the articles? And I'll show you a document cam of this. Washington Post Friday or Thursday. How Buffett Rule could still be escaped by the highest earning households. Of course, they leave themselves trap doors and ways to get out. And then it says later in the paragraph that the richest billionaires are actually exempt from it. Boom. Why does the rich guy want to raise taxes and use class warfare? Because the real rich guys control government and got rich off government contracts and government bailouts. Buffett is a criminal because he lobbied for the illegal, and this was brought up at the time, practice at the time, to get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act so they could sell fraudulent derivatives into the market. Here's McClatchy. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. See, he wants more tax money for future bailouts, which aren't really bailouts. They hold us hostage. They say, give us unlimited tax money or we'll implode the economy. So a bailout's really just a tax to private banks. So they want to raise another article. Well, the Federal Reserve wants to raise your taxes.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, presidential advisor confirms on video that the elite is carrying out occultic rituals. David Gergen admits it. That video up at Infowars.com. We talked to him. We're going to play that in the next hour. More on Warren Buffett and how the ultra-rich get your tax money. What a scam. It's amazing. The Secret Service, all that's coming up. But here is the video audio report with Sean Stone on just some of the high crimes and misdemeanors of Obama. It is so important to hold him accountable, or other presidents will go even further. Imagine the NDAA, the secret arrest, the police state, the insider trading, all of it. Hiring of the lobbyists, the secrecy, the broken promises, the launching wars under UN command, telling Congress to go to Hades. It's criminal.
Of this year, Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina introduced House Resolution 107 into the United States Congress. The resolution states, whereas the cornerstone of the Republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that it is the sense of Congress that, except in response to an actual or imminent attack against the territory of the United States, the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress violates Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution. Jones intended his resolution to express the sense of Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without the prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. Why does President Barack Obama deserve to be impeached? Here are four reasons.
Doing little or nothing at all will result in even greater deficits, even greater job loss, even greater loss of income.
One, the Obama administration not only endorsed the 2008 bailout policy, the funds from which did not go either to homeowners or for taxpayers' protection, but rather to the consolidation of private banks, many of them in Europe. There was no investment of any meaningful type in the physical economy. There was no protection of the American people, but rather an illegal commitment made on behalf of private banking institutions to commit the American people to paying a debt that the American people did not accrue. The trillions of dollars that were pledged to the private banking sector are backed by the assets belonging to the American people. This combines to represent the most clear violation of the principle of the general welfare in the preamble to the Constitution of the United States.
I also want to be clear about what we will not be doing. The United States is not going to deploy ground troops into Libya.
U.S. boots are reportedly on the ground in Libya.
Two, the Obama administration conducted a war in Libya which it claimed it did not conduct, with American forces that it claimed were not involved, for the purpose of overthrowing and then executing the head of a sovereign state, who was held in the custody of insurgent forces financed and militarily supported by the United States, France, Britain, and other NATO countries. This was done despite the fact that the United States was neither attacked nor threatened with attack by the nation of Libya. Only the Congress, not the President, has the authority under the Constitution to declare war. But the Obama administration believes that it has that authority.
Do you think that you can act without Congress to initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
The administration recently asserted that its actions are above the laws of the United States in an exchange between Obama's Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
What I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval and they will come and tell the Congress.
The Obama administration thus does not believe that the Congress has the exclusive power to declare war, and accordingly, the president should be impeached.
Let me welcome Prime Minister Cameron to the United States of New York. Obviously, there is an extraordinarily special relationship.
Three, the Obama administration sides with the imperial power of Great Britain, and proudly so, in what has been called the special relationship. Through that special relationship, the United States, as a result of the false intelligence advocated by Tony Blair, claimed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and conducted a preventive war against Iraq in 2003. Preventive war was declared a crime against humanity by the Nuremberg Statutes in 1947. But now, on March 13th of this year, Barack Obama and David Cameron declared their intention to seek the removal of the Syrian regime of President Bashar al-Assad, a regime that has shown no intent of threatening or attacking the United States Republic. This shows Obama's intent to continue a policy of war, for the commission of which the Nazis were sentenced to death in Nuremberg. If President Obama intends to finance, arm, or in any way militarily support the rebel factions against the president of Syria, he has a constitutional requirement to approach the Congress for a declaration of war. Four, President Obama has committed us as a country to a policy of indefinite warfare, including on American soil. On December 31st, 2011, Barack Obama signed into law the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act, which includes provisions that state that Congress affirms that the authority of the President to use all necessary and appropriate force pursuant to the authorization for use of military force includes the authority for the armed forces of the United States to detain covered persons pending disposition under the law of war. When Congress defined such covered persons, exempting U.S. citizens from the language, they were rebuked by the Obama administration, which told them to remove U.S. citizens from being precluded. Thus, as a result, U.S. citizens can also be detained by the U.S. military indefinitely without due process or civilian trial. This now allows the United States military to arrest and detain without trial American citizens who are deemed enemy combatants. It abrogates the Constitution of the United States in the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments, the right of the people to be secure in their persons against unreasonable searches and seizures, and that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, and that the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. All of these rights have been abandoned by the United States under President Barack Obama. Further, the President asks the country to believe him when he says that he will not use his power of the executive towards the arrest of U.S. citizens pursuant to the NDAA of 2012. However, the executive branch has already ordered the execution of an American citizen in November of 2011. The Obama administration has already assassinated an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, who was never tried in absentia, but was simply indicted by a secret court, according to the executive branch, who then ordered his assassination, a murder which also included that of his son, a 16-year-old boy, and a family friend. Considering the president's willingness to assassinate American citizens, are we really ready to entrust them with the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens in the course of so-called combat? After all, our Constitution promises the trial of all crimes, except in cases of impeachment, shall be by jury, and such trial shall be held in the state where the said crimes shall have been committed. Now is the time. If we choose to surrender our republic to the machinations of dictatorship for fear of external threats, terrorism, and other amorphous enemies, then we do not deserve the republic which was given to us by our forefathers and promised to us based on the pledge that it is a republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Consequently, as a republic belonging to us, we are not accountable to the President and the Congress. They are accountable to us. And should the President presume dictatorial powers, regardless of the state of war that he may claim we are now in, he must respond to our demands to protect American citizens from unauthorized illegal detention by the military and to annul this National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. And if he does not do so, then he deserves to be impeached immediately. But if we say nothing today, where will we be tomorrow?
All right, folks. We'll be back with hour number two straight ahead. We're live. It's the 15th day of April, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, defending the republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, fighting the offshore banker occupation of the republic.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.